It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Thursday night, The Washington Post published details from an as-yet-still-unreleased presentation that says that the Delta coronavirus variant appears to cause more severe illness and spreads as easily as chickenpox, and that fully vaccinated people might spread it at the same rate as unvaccinated people. The CDC is expected to release this new data on Friday that backs up its decision earlier this week to issue stricter mask guidance. The U.S. averaged more than 66,000 new daily cases over the last week. The Washington Post's health policy reporter Yasmin Abudaleb broke the story.
It's highly transmissible. They say it's just as infectious as chickenpox. It's more than twice as transmissible as previous strains of the virus. So that's one of the really concerning things. And I think this document really shows that the CDC sees that we're at a pivot point in the response. Things were getting better for a couple of months. We've seen cases surge over the last few weeks. I think fortunately, hospitalizations and deaths are still lower than they were with the summer surge last year because so many people are vaccinated. But given the way Delta behaves, the fact that vaccinated people can still contract it and spread it, this is a new worrying phase of the pandemic. And I think we'll see that they stress in there, they actually call for universal masking, which their guidance stops short of. They say just in certain circumstances.
Again, the details are expected to be released before the weekend begins. The document strikes an urgent note, revealing that the agency knows it has to revamp its public message to emphasize vaccination as the best defense against a variant so contagious that it acts almost like a different novel virus completely, leaping from target to target more swiftly than Ebola or even the common cold. So the administration is pulling out all the stops to get more Americans vaccinated. President Biden on Thursday encouraged local governments to pay people to get inoculated. The going rate appears to be about $100 a jab. Biden also unveiled a requirement for federal workers to show they've been vaccinated or face regular testing, mask mandates, and travel restrictions. Biden said, "With freedom comes responsibility, so please exercise responsible judgment. Get vaccinated for yourself, the people you know, for your country." These mandates will affect millions of federal employees and contractors. The vast majority of new coronavirus cases are hitting unvaccinated people, and there's a lot of them. About 164 million out of the total U.S. population of about 330 million are fully vaccinated. Not good enough. President Biden also called on Congress to extend a nationwide moratorium on evictions that is set to expire Saturday. He had extended the moratorium through July and supported keeping it going longer, but he said a Supreme Court ruling has prevented him from acting alone to extend it any further. Now it's up to Congress. The freeze was initiated by the Centers for Disease Control to keep Americans who fell behind on rent due to the pandemic from losing their homes. Housing advocates warned that ending the nationwide ban would threaten millions of people with eviction and cause increased homelessness. But with the deadline looming just hours away, Congress doesn't seem to be poised to do anything about it. This is going to be ugly. Meanwhile, Congress is busy preparing to get out of Dodge for their planned August recess. Of course, they need a vacation, while millions of people will be evicted from their homes. On Thursday, the House passed a $2 billion Capitol Hill security spending bill in response to the January 6th attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters. The Senate had already passed the bill by an astounding 98-0 vote, something that rarely happens in this political climate. The House voted for the bill 416-11 and sent the legislation to President Biden for his signature. So some progress is being made, but many Democrats are concerned that nothing is being done to prevent Republicans from continuing their assault on our voting rights across the nation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi plan to meet with President Biden to discuss the issue. The new wave of voting restrictions has been influenced by the former guy's false claims that the 2020 election was illegitimate. And then there's Georgia. State Republicans there are very close to a takeover of elections in Fulton County. They're almost done laying the groundwork for a process that could give the state Republican Party more power over elections in a county that's overwhelmingly Democratic. The maneuver was enabled by the sweeping law passed in late March that will dramatically limit voting access in the state. And then there's Texas, you know, the group of Texas Democrats who left the state to prevent Republicans from having a quorum, therefore being unable to pass new voting restrictions. They're still in D.C. and continue pushing to convince the federal lawmakers to pass new voting rights legislation. Right now, they're sounding a really strong warning, saying that national Democrats are fiddling while voters' rights are in crisis. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.